jest twórca ślubu na nasz chodź.
Torway, Northwest London, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Monday, the 2nd of January. 3rd of January. Monday, the 3rd of January, Rabbi Eli Siegel Shlita, Tfilas Tashlumin on Rosh Chodesh.
There is a Ba'er Heitev in Simon Kuf Ches in Shulchan Aruch, which is the Simon of Tfilas Tashlumin. Tfilas Tashlumin, meaning if someone failed to daven a Shmoyne Esra, he missed, for whatever reason, a Tfilah, so he's able to be mashlim and make it up by davening in the subsequent Tfilah, davening twice, a Tfilah, and then the following Tfilah. So, for example, somebody missed Shachris, he can daven two Minchas. So the Ba'er Heitev in Simen Kuf Ches, Ois Yud Zayin, says the following. He asks, what happens if someone forgot to daven Mincha or didn't manage to daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh? So you'll have to daven two Marivs.
After Rosh Chodesh.
Now, he's talking about when there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so he'll have to daven two Marivs on the second night of Rosh Chodesh. And the Ba'er Heitev is of the opinion, we'll see later, but he'll have to daven twice Mariv and say Yalla V'Yavoy in both Shmoyne Esras, it's Rosh Chodesh, and when you do Tashlumin, you daven twice the current Tefillah. So since now it's still Rosh Chodesh, so he'll have to daven twice Shmoyne Esra, a Mariv, one for the Mariv, one as a making up, a compensating the Mincha, and he says Yalla V'Yavoy in both of them. But his question is, what happens if he davened two Shmoyne Esras, he said Yalla V'Yavoy in the first one, but he did not say Yalla V'Yavoy in the second one. The second one, which is his Tashlumin for Mincha. And now, the din normally is, if someone forgets to say Yalla V'Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh, so one will have to repeat Shmoyne Esra. However, if one forgot to say Yalla V'Yavoy in Mariv, one does not have to repeat Shmoyne Esra, even if it's the second night Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, the Shaila of the Ba'er Heitev is that he davened two Shmoyne Esras now. The first one was for Mariv, and the second one was his Tashlumin compensating his Mincha. Now, had he forgot Yalla V'Yavoy in Mincha, he would have to repeat Shmoyne Esra. But this Shmoyne Esra, which he's davening, it's a Mariv, and in Mariv you don't need to repeat Shmoyne Esra, but it's a Tashlumin for Mincha. So is there that problem? Would he have to repeat Shmoyne Esra? So he says, the nira poshut, the imshochach Yalla V'Yavoy, if one forgets Yalla V'Yavoy, gam kein belayla betfilas hatashlumin, if one forgot Yalla V'Yavoy in the tashlumin, that means the second Shmoyne Esra, the ein tzorich lachzor, there's no need to repeat Shmoyne Esra. And he says the reason he gives is because the ein mekadshin hachodesh balayla. That means that's the reason we have in the Gemara why if someone doesn't say Yalla V'Yavoy at night, that one does not have to repeat Shmoyne Esra, is because there's a rule. Since the Beis Din were never determined or declared the Chodesh at night, so therefore one doesn't have to repeat, and that's the reason why one doesn't have to repeat Shmoyne Esra if one doesn't say Yalla V'Yavoy at night. Sorry? That's clearly the Gemara, the Chacham, the Sakan, Yalla V'Yavoy, all the Tefillahs of which we daven on Rosh Chodesh. Just the Diavid, if you forgot, then you don't need to repeat. But he says, then he adds a few words, and he says, Uvozeh Yeturat Kushyas HaToisvus, and with this, this din which he said, that if one forgets to say Yalla V'Yavoy in the Tashlumin, with this we can answer a kasha of Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Tefillas HaShachar. And so he doesn't give us much information. So what we're going to try and do is to see, we'll have a look at the Tosfos and see Tosfos kasha and see what the Ba'er Heitev is saying in order to explain and answer Tosfos kasha. And that takes us into the whole topic of Tashlumin. So Tosfos, in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, and in fact we have the same Tosfos right at the end of the same Peruk, Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos asks that the Gemara tells us that the reason why if someone does not say Yalav Yovei Marav, he does not need to repeat Shemoneh Esra, is because of this principle of Ein Mekachin HaChodesh B'Laila. Since Brezdin would not sanctify, would not declare the Chodesh at night, so B'di'evet, if one forgot Yalav Yovei Marav, one does not need to repeat Shemoneh Esra. But Tosfos says we have another rule, which the Gemara discusses, that Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, as opposed to Shachris and Mincha, which seems to be a proper Chiyuv. Arvis is considered a Rishus. Now, loosely translated, Rishus would mean optional. Yeah, but Tosfos says, why is that not enough of a reason to say that if someone forgot Yalav Yovei Mariv, why can't we just use the general principle that Mariv is a Rishus? So that should be enough of a reason that if you forgot Yalav Yovei Mariv, since it's a Rishus anyway, it doesn't matter, you don't need to go back. Tosfos asks, why do we need to introduce a new principle of Ein Mekachin HaChodesh B'Laila? So Tosfos, at the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, and at the end, Tosfos says that the concept of Tfilas Arvis Rishus does not mean simply it's voluntary and we can do away with it just like that. Tosfos says it means like this: if one's confronted with two mitzvahs, let's say one's confronted with a Tfilas Mincha, and there's another mitzvah to do at the same time, and he's going to miss Mincha, so he has to daven Mincha. He can't overlook Mincha. But Mariv, says Tosfos, it's only considered a Rishus vis-a-vis a Lagaba Mitzvah Acheres, says Tosfos. Vis-a-vis, if he's confronted with Mariv and another mitzvah, so in that circumstance, we can say Mariv is a Rishus, and we can override Mariv to do the other mitzvah. But it doesn't mean to say that's just because Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, we can just say, okay, it doesn't matter if we've got Yalav Yovei. That means Tosfos is saying that the fact that Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus is not enough of a reason to say that if you forgot Yalav Yovei Mariv, you don't need to repeat Shemoneh Esra, and therefore we've got a new reason of Ein Mekachin HaChodesh B'Laila. So that is the Kasha of Tosfos, and the Bar Hetev says that with what he said, that if someone forgot to daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, he davened two Marivs, and he forgot to say Yalav Yovei in the second one, which the Bar Hetev says that he will not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esra. So he says this will answer Tosfos' Kasha. So now we have to try and analyze that, and hopefully we'll come back to this, the Tosfos and the Bar Hetev. So let's go back to the basics. The Etzem Halacha and the Din of Tfilas Tashlumin. Yeah, the Gemara in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar introduces to us a concept of Tfilas Tashlumin, which means that if someone forgot to daven the Shemoneh Esra, he can make up that Shemoneh Esra which he missed by davening twice in the subsequent Shemoneh Esra. And that goes whether it's he missed Mariv, he can daven two Shachris. If he missed Shachris, he can daven two Minchas. And even if he missed Mincha, he can daven two Marivs. Now, in normal circumstances, The Shemoneh Esra which he's davening and the Shemoneh Esra which he missed are the same Shemoneh Esra. But the Gemara discusses what happens when we enter into different zones, basically. That means you're going from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, or Shabbos into Motzi Shabbos. So if someone forgot to daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos, so he has to daven two Marivs on Friday night on Shabbos. So the din is he davens two Shabbos to Shemoneh Esra, two Marivs, two current Marivs of Shabbos. Even though he missed a weekday of Shemoneh Esra, but he davens two Shabbos Marivs. Likewise, if he forgot Mincha on Shabbos, a Shabbos Mincha, he davens two Marivs on Matzah Shabbos, which are two weekday Marivs. Okay, that, with Atochen Antonah, the Gemara says that once you've done Havdalah, you don't need to be Havdalah twice. So you say the first one, not the second one. So now, there is an interesting machlokas between the Mogen Avram and the Taz. If somebody davened, he didn't daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos, so he had to daven two Friday night Marivs. And by mistake, the second Mariv, he did a weekday Shemoneh Esra, not a Shabbos Shemoneh Esra. Okay, so he missed the weekday Shemoneh Esra, Erev Shabbos. He's going to daven two Maariv on Friday night. The first one he did a Shabbos, a normal regular Shabbos Maariv, but the second one he did a weekday Shemoneh Esra. So, the Magen Avraham says that he bases himself on the Torah, and the Torah says that why is it that if someone missed a mincha on Shabbos, one can make that up with two Maarivs on Motzei Shabbos, which are weekday Maarivs. You've missed a Shabbos Shemoneh Esra, so how can you make up a Shabbos Shemoneh Esra with davening a weekday Shemoneh Esra on Motzei Shabbos? So the Torah says, because in principle, really, we're meant to daven a full Shemoneh Esra on Shabbos as well. Really, we should have a daven a full Shemoneh Esra on Shabbos, and just inserted a Hazkara of Shabbos. Like on Rosh Chodesh, we daven a regular Shemoneh Esra, we just insert Yalla V'Yavoy to mention the day, to mention Rosh Chodesh. So on Shabbos, likewise, we should daven a full weekday Shemoneh Esra, and just slip in a Hazkara of Shabbos. But Chazal did not want to be matriarch people to have to daven a full Shemoneh Esra on Shabbos, so therefore they introduced this new short Shabbos Shemoneh Esra. But says the Torah, in principle, there is room for davening a weekday Shemoneh Esra on Shabbos. So therefore, it makes sense, says the Torah, that if someone missed a Shabbos Shemoneh Esra, Shabbos Mincha, he can make that up with a weekday Shemoneh Esra, because a weekday Shemoneh Esra has a place on Shabbos. So says the Magen Avraham, so all the more so, if someone forgot a weekday Shemoneh Esra, which is on Mincha, then definitely if his Tashlumin he davened on Shabbos was a weekday Shemoneh Esra, then definitely he was making up a weekday Shemoneh Esra, so definitely he should be Yotza. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Whereas the Taz argues and says there's no such thing as davening a weekday Shemoneh Esra on Shabbos. There's no such thing. It doesn't matter. Chazal said you have to, with just weekday Shemoneh Esra without any mention of Shabbos is nothing, and it's no good. That is the Machloikas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Now, simply understood, their machlokas is really a machlokas which revolves around the nature of Tfilas Shabbos and davening a weekday Shemoneh Esra on Shabbos. But the truth is, we could understand this machlokas resolve the Shaila or tackle it from a different angle, from a Tfilas Tashlumin angle. What I mean to say is like this. We can ask, when one davens a tefillah of Tashlumin, what's the nature of this second Shemoneh Esra which we daven? So let's take for example, somebody forgot to daven Shachris, he has to daven two minchas. So what is the nature of the second mincha? Is pshat, it's a mincha, yeah, Shachris is gone, you're davening two minchas, and you're able to make up, you'll miss Shachris by davening a second mincha. Or do we say, no, that be'etzem, really, it's a Shachris. Yeah, we view the second Shemoneh Esra, you're making up for Shachris, it's like a Shachris. Just since we've now entered into the time for Mincha, so you have to first have a Mincha, but together with Mincha, we've got this allowance, this new halacha of Tashlumin, that once it comes Mal Mincha, if you daven Mincha, then together with that we allow you to daven your Shachris now together with the Mincha. But is the nature of the Tashlumin, is the second tefillah, is it a current tefillah? Or do we view it as the tefillah which you missed? Now, for example, we see the Rashash. Oh, well, yeah, very good. First, the Rashash says that we mentioned before tefillahs arvus is a rishus. So he says if someone forgot mincha and davened two marivs, he says the second one has got the status of a rishus. It's a mariv. So that would be called a rishus. Or the Makor Chaim, which is from the Chabas Yoy, says that in Nusach Ashkenaz, in Mincha, we say Shalom Rav, not Sim Shalom. So he says, therefore you have to daven, you daven two Minchas, and even though we say two Minchas, which in both of them we say Shalom Rav, not, and we don't say Sim Shalom with the second one. However, there is the opinion of the Kolboy, and Levush also says this, who say that if someone didn't daven Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, he davens two Maarivs on Rosh Chodesh, and he only says Yalla V'Yavoy in the first one, not in the second one. We don't pass on like that, but that's what that there is an opinion like that. So it seems to be there's a machloikus or how to view the second Shemoneh Esra. Is it a current Shemoneh Esra, or is it, or has it got dinim of the Shemoneh Esra which you missed? And the truth is, if we learn that the tefillah of the tashlumin is a tefillah. It's viewed as a tefillah which you missed. It makes things much easier in the Gemara in Tefillas HaShachar. Because how does the whole din of tashlumin come into the Gemara in the beginning of Tefillas HaShachar? The beginning of Tefillas HaShachar is discussing the times for davening Tefillas HaShachar till when one can daven shachars. And the Gemara asks the question. The Mishnah says you can daven shachars till chatzos, but we see if someone missed shachars, one can daven mincha twice. So you see that the Gemara is asking a question. You see, you can daven shachris after chatzos. Now, kipshutoi, the Gemara is very difficult to understand, because the din that you can daven two minchas, obviously that's not, you're not davening shachris now. Shachris is gone. It's over. There's a special halacha that because you miss shachris, you can make it up by davening two minchas. But where do we see in the fact that you can daven two minchas that shachris extends till after Chatzos? So if we understand that the second Shemoneh Esrei is viewed as a Shemoneh Esrei of the Shemoneh Esrei which you missed, so it seems to be in Tfilas Tashlumin we see that you're unable to daven shachris at a later time. That would be the Gemara's question. And in fact, there's interesting, there are different girsois in the Gemara, but the Gemara says that if someone missed shachris, mispalel, the two girsois. There's either mispalel minchashtayim or mispalel b'minchashtayim. The Marshal says the girs of the Gemara is mispalel b'minchashtayim. And l'chor, the difference between the two versions is as follows. If it says mispalel minchashtayim, means you're davening two minchas. If it says mispalel b'minchashtayim, means when b'mincha, when you come to mincha, you daven two Shemoneh Esreis. But could very well be that second Shemoneh Esrei is viewed as a shachris, not a mincha. So, but that is a shaila in the nature of Tefillas Tashlumin. And therefore, when we turn to this machloikas, the Mogen Avraham and the Taz, if someone missed mincha on Erev Shabbos and now davens two Shemoneh Esreis on Friday night, and he davened a weekday Shemoneh Esreis for his Tashlumin, so we can look at the Shaila in this way. That means, is the second Shemoneh Esreis is it a current Shemoneh Esreis? And if it's a current Shemoneh Esreis, then obviously you have to daven a Shabbos Shemoneh Esreis. But if it's a Shemoneh Esreis the Tashlumin is viewed as the Shemoneh Esreis which you missed, then could be there would be reason to suggest that if you daven the weekday Shemoneh Esreis, which is what you missed, then fine, that would be all right. And could be that's another approach to explaining the Machlokas, the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. In fact, there's a Sefer Birchas Rosh, which is a Talmud Rav Chaim Volozhin on Maseches Brachos, and he says, the Rif says, Tor, if someone made a mistake and he didn't have a mincha on Erev Shabbos, he has to daven Beleil Shabbos, Shtayim Shel Shabbos. So he says that the Rif is pointing out that that's what the Rif is actually trying to say, not like the Mogen Avraham, that you have to daven two Shabbos Shemoneh Esreis, and if you daven the second one as a weekly Shemoneh Esreis, it's no good. But that's the Machloikas Mogen Avraham and Taz. Now let's look at another Shaila. What happens if somebody didn't daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and on the second night Rosh Chodesh, yeah, he davened two Maarivs, and he first said Yalav Yov in the first one, and he forgot to say Yalav Yov in the second one. Or alternatively, we could have another shayla that if somebody forgot to daven Maariv on Rosh Chodesh, and Shachris of Rosh Chodesh he davened two Shemoneh Esreis, and his Tfilas Tashlumin he missed Yalav Yov. In other words, in Maariv, the din is you forget Yalav Yom, you don't need to repeat Shemoneh Esreis. So, Mincha, you would have to repeat Shemoneh Esreis. Shabbos, you would. So he forgot Mincha, he davened two Maarivs, and he missed Yalav Yom in the second one. Or, he didn't daven Maariv, and he davened two Shachris, and he didn't say Yalav Yom in the second one. So, the Pri Chodosh says, Mishnah Berurah brings it, that he says that we go Lekula, in both cases, and in both cases, you don't need to repeat Shemoneh Esreis. Which the truth is, if the way we've explained how we look at the Shaila, it's a bit of a contradiction. Because if you say that if you you missed, you didn't daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and you daven two marivs, and you forgot to say Yarav Yavoi in the second one, that you don't need to repeat it, looks like we're viewing it as a mariv. And then to say that if you missed mariv, and you daven two shachris, and you missed Yarav Yavoi in the second one, you don't need to repeat, that's... Then, based on the understanding that you don't need to repeat the marav, you should have to repeat it because they're shachris now. But that's it's a bit interesting. But it seems they go lakula. But the truth is, we could look at it and we could have another understanding, which is like this: that as we said, what is the reason why one does not have to repeat Yalav Yavoi Shmeina Esrei if one forgets Yalav Yavoi in marav? We said because ein mekatshin hachodesh b'layla. So, which means you could say that the din of ein mekatshin hachodesh b'layla is not a halacha in tefillas mariv. It's not a din that mariv per se. One does not repeat Shemayin Ezra because if you didn't say yalav yom mariv, it's a din in layla. The tefillas on Rosh Chodesh, which are said at night, one does not need to repeat Shemayin Esra because of Ein Mekatshin HaChodesh B'Layla.
It's Rosh Chodesh.
What?
The Kiddush is done. And this Rosh Chodesh or Hadonach.
Okay, but that's the Gemara says. The Gemara says Ein Mekatshin, that's the reason, Ein Mekatshin HaChodesh B'Layla, that one does not need to repeat if one misses Yalav Yavoi. So you could say like this. So even if, let's say, somebody missed Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, yeah? He missed Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and he has to daven two marivs. Even if the second one, we view it as a mincha, even though we view it as a mincha, and mincha normally, if you forget Yalav Yavoi, you need to repeat. But since this is a mincha which is being daven at night of Rosh Chodesh, then the rule of Ein Mekatshin HaChodesh B'Layla prevails, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether it's a mincha or a mariv. We're davening at night, and at night you don't need to repeat Shemayin Esra. It's a mincha which we're daven at night, so it doesn't make a difference if you look at it as a mincha or mariv. So it means even if we treat it as a mincha, but since it's a mincha which we're davening b'layla, the rule of Ein Mekatshin HaChodesh B'Layla prevails and tells you that's why you don't need to repeat Shemayin Esra. And likewise, if someone forgot, didn't daven mariv on Rosh Chodesh, and he davened two shachris, so even if you say that the reason why the second shachris is a tefillas mariv, but you're davening in the day, and in the day, there's no rule of Ein Mekatshin HaChodesh B'Layla, you have to repeat your Shemayin Esra. And as I talk the Mogen Avraham, because it's by day. So if that's the case, we can now turn back to the Bar Hetev. The Bar Hetev, which we began with, asks the following question, the Shaila. He says, again, his lashon is as follows. V'nirali poshut. If someone forgot Yalav Yavoi, gam kein b'layla b'tfilas hatashlumin, that means he forgot Yalav Yavoi by night, talking about two days Rosh Chodesh, he missed Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, he has to daven two marivs, he said Yalav Yavoi the first one, but in the tashlumin he forgot, de ein tzorach lachzer, so he says, de ein mekatshin achodesh b'layla, because ein mekatshin achodesh b'layla. And then at night, you don't need to repeat Shemayin Esrei if you forgot Yalav Yavoi. The afal pi, he says, even though shehi letashlum tefillas hamincha, even though this is a tashlum for mincha, and by mincha the din would be if you forget Yalav Yavoi, you have to repeat. But nonetheless, since ein mekatshin achodesh b'layla, you don't need to repeat Shemayin Esrei. And then he says, uvozeh yuturatz kushyas ha-toisvus. And with this, we've answered Toisvus' question. The mash and makshim, Toisvus asks a question. Why do we need this reason of Ein Mekatshin HaChodesh B'Layla to tell you why we do not need to repeat Shemayin Esrei Marav? Typically, Tfilas Arav is Rishus. We've got a general rule that Marav is Rishus. Why is that not a sufficient reason? And Tosfos gives his answers. Says the Bar Hetev, the Nafka Mina Ladina the Moshe Kisavnu. Because the Nafka Mina would be like this. That means he's saying like this. If The Bar Hetev is of the opinion that the tefillah of a tashlumin has got the status of the tefillah which you missed. And therefore, says the Bar Hetev, if someone missed mincha on Rosh Chodesh, And now he, on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and he's davening two marivs, yeah? If the reason why one doesn't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, one forgets the Yalev Yovel Mariv, is because Mariv is a Rishus, so he says, if he forgot Yalev Yovel in his Tashlumin, he said, that's not a Mariv. It's a Tashlumin for Mincha, and for Mincha you would have to repeat, because Mincha is not a Rishus. It's got the Bar Heitiv, it's got a status of a Mincha, not a status of a Mariv. Yeah? But says the Bar Heitiv, but now that we've got a new reason, the reason why we don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, if you forgot by Mariv, is because Ein Mekatzen HaChodesh B'Laila. So it's got nothing to do with Mariv or Mincha. It's got to do with Laila. So therefore says the Baruch Hatev, that would be an answer to Tosis' question. Yeah. Therefore, now we've got a Nafka Mina. Because if somebody forgot to daven Mincha or Rosh Chodesh, and he davened two Marivs on Motzi Rosh Chodesh, on the second night Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot Yalav Yom in the second one, so albeit, even if you want to view this Tashlumin as a Mincha, very nice, but it's a Mincha which is Balaila. And if since it's Balaila, then there's a din of Ein Mekatzen HaChodesh Balaila, and therefore that's how he says, that's how he wants to say, that's how you answer Tosfos.
And I hope it's the man to call you.